Well, here in Spain, the wonderful Chris McCann is back again. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm very well, Howard. It's good to be back.
Yes, nice to chat again and catch up. And today we'll look at the pros and cons of investing in property compared to capital investments like shares and bonds. So, Chris, while many of us think of investing, we think of stocks and shares. But of course, real estate can be an investment asset too, whether you're looking for capital growth or regular income for renting it out. But what are the risks and what do people need to consider? So let's start with performance. Which asset will give you the better long-term growth?
I think it's fair to say a lot of people that I speak to start our relationship believing that an investment in property is a far superior investment than an investment in the stock market. However, once they see the numbers, they tend to be surprised that that is not normally the case. For example, looking at the UK property market, given that most of our listeners may be British, versus the UK stock market, over 10, 20 and 30 years, when comparing average property price increases with the total return of the UK All Share Index, growth in the stock market has been far superior. Now, I'm just going to go through those three periods. Over 10 years, UK property has increased by around 60% and UK stocks by around 64%. Over 20 years, UK property has increased by around 109% and UK stocks by around 283%. And over 30 years, UK property has increased by around 427% and UK stocks by 631%.
But it's not just performance, though, is it? What about those running costs? How do they compare to owning equity funds or shares?
No, it's not just a case of looking at performance. Owning property as an investment typically requires a large outlay. Some of the costs will be one-off upfront fees, such as a deposit, stamp duty, other taxes and legal fees. For example, in relation to a Spanish property purchase, initial fees and taxes can vary between 8 and 14%. Other costs will be ongoing, such as mortgage payments, insurance premiums and maintenance. In comparison, and keeping this very simple, the costs associated with establishing and running an investment portfolio are normally significantly less.
And what about tax? Can you say which is the better option in terms of taxation, both here in Spain and in the UK?
As far as an investment in property is concerned, whether it be in Spain or the UK, it will be fully liable to tax in Spain, the UK, or both, including council tax, stamp duty, income tax on rental income, and capital gains tax on upon selling. In other words, with property, there's little one can do to provide protection from taxes. One common problem I see is that people who have bought properties, which have then significantly increased in value, are then reluctant to sell because they don't want to pay the capital gains tax that will result, and they feel locked in. This being the case, they don't tend to enjoy the increase in value. On the other hand, for residents of Spain, establishing and running an investment portfolio can be done within legal and legitimate structures, which can provide significant protection from Spanish taxes. In other words, as the value of the portfolio increases, it is possible to benefit as required and without the need to trigger large capital gains tax liabilities. In other words, in my experience, people with properly structured investment portfolios tend to enjoy their gains more freely than people with only investment properties.
And what about other considerations like investment risk, diversity, liquidity, and so on?
A commonly held view is that investing in property is less risky than investing in shares. This is hard to really quantify, as stocks are traded daily with prices updated every second. This means that they might look more volatile than properties, which are valued less frequently, and really only if someone is buying or selling a property or applying for a mortgage. But risks apply to both. Shares can rise and become overvalued, and there's always a risk that a company might go bust, meaning that you get back less than you first invested. Property, on the other hand, might see you having to put thousands of pounds into repairs and maintenance, and property prices can also fall. So in both cases, risk can be reduced, but never removed entirely. As regards diversification, it's easier and less costly to own a portfolio of shares than it is to own a portfolio of properties. Holding a wide range of investments in different asset classes, across different sectors, and in multiple companies reduces risk. However, most people can only afford to buy one or two investment properties, giving them little or no diversification. Finally, as regards liquidity, as many people say to me, one of the attractions of owning property is that it's a physical asset, that you can see and feel it, unlike shares, which these days can be just a line of text in your online account. However, that physical presence comes at a cost. You can't change the location of a property or sell just part of it, or indeed sell all of it whenever you feel like it. Stocks have different liquidity characteristics in that they can be easily sold and you can receive your money back in a few days.
Many thanks, Chris. Always informative. How can people contact Blevins Franks?
Howard, people can, as always, people can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com. They will be able to find the telephone numbers of all of our local partners. They may also choose to complete a contact form, and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch with the most appropriate next steps.
Many thanks. We'll talk in a few weeks.
I look forward to it, Howard. Bye for now.